Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Maybe the most underrated recording of Miles Davis' career, Generique, recorded in mono with Rene Ertiger, Pierre Michelot, and Kenny Clarke. Mono, yes, but still haunting as heck. What a great blue note about halfway through. Welcome to the recorded history of jazz. I'm Paul Kivy, and today in volume 54, we hear classics from John Coltrane, Sonny Clarke, and Ahmad Jamal. First, here's pianist Red Garland with Train on tenor sax and trumpeter Donald Byrd, the tune Solitude.
Thank you.
Solitude, recorded December 13th, 1957. Red Garland on piano, Donald Byrd trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, George Joyner bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. John Coltrane's career arc is not typical. Most jazz artists burn brightly when they are young and freshly creative. But John Coltrane really didn't do much of anything noteworthy before 1956, the year he turned 30. Once he started working with Miles Davis in that year, he was suddenly everywhere, pushing tempos and boundaries and, heck, worldly philosophies for that matter. We heard a Coltrane record just once before 1956, but six times in that year, seven more in 57. We'll hear him on seven cuts in 1958 and a whopping 11 in 1959. The rare late starter in jazz, John Coltrane. Here on the Recorded History of Jazz, we are ready to move into 1958. Pianist Sonny Clark recorded prolifically from 1956 to 1960, both as a sideman and as a leader, but he died at age 31 officially from a heart attack, but most probably from a heroin overdose. Here are two Sonny Clark cuts. First up, with trumpeter Art Farmer and sax Jackie McClain, it's Blue Miner. We'll be right back. The Sonny Clark Quintet with Clark on piano. That was Blue Minor, Art Farmer on trumpet, Jackie McLean, alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded January 5th, 1958, as is this next cut. Both are off the album Cool Strutton. The tune here is Deep Night. Thank you. We heard two from the Sonny Clark Quintet, including Art Farmer, Jackie McLean, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones. That was both tunes off the album Cool Struttin'. That was Deep Night, and Blue Minor preceded it. 4 out of 5 dentists who listen to jazz recommend the recorded history of jazz. I mentioned we would hear more John Coltrane, and it didn't take him long to get in the studio in 1958. This is the title track from John Coltrane's Lush Life album. Lush Life by the John Coltrane Quintet. Train on tenor sax, Donald Byrd trumpet, Red Garwin piano, Paul Chambers bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. Recorded January 10th, 1958. You have found the recorded history of jazz. I didn't even know it was lost. Ahmad Jamal was born Frederick Russell in Pittsburgh, another in a long line of famous Pittsburgh jazz pianists, including Mary Lou Williams, Billy Strayhorn, and Errol Garner. Jamal converted from the Baptist faith to Islam and changed his name in 1950. He died in April of 2023. Tom Moon of NPR describes his style thusly. Ahmad Jamal is one of the Zen masters of piano. He plays just what is needed and nothing is more. Every phrase is perfect. This is our first listen to Jamal. It's a live cut from January 16th, 1958 with his trio, Point Siena. That's the Ahmad Jamal Trio, Jamal on piano, Israel Crosby bass, some nifty percussion work by Vernal Fournier, Poinciana. We got time for a short one on the recorded history of jazz, and I can fit it in no sweat.
Tuning in.